looked at that.
Okay, what you looking at?
I was just going through my old album here, looking at some of my family pictures. Oh, look at that one. You know who that naked baby is on that bearskin rug?
No, Grady, let me guess.
Yeah, that's me. Without the beard, of course.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Say, Grady, isn't it embarrassing having a picture like that of yourself around?
Oh, no. Almost every baby in the family had a picture taken on that bearskin rug. That was the most popular rug in town, and the wettest.
They put you on a wet rug.
Well, they said I made my contribution, too.
Well, what's with this sudden interest all of a sudden in your family album, Grady?
Oh, well, I had forgotten what Cousin Emma looked like, so I thought I'd better check it out so I can recognize her when she gets here.
When she gets here?
Uh-huh.
Your Cousin Emma's coming here?
Well, yeah, she called from the bus station and she said she'd be here soon.
Here meaning this house? Well, I hope your Cousin Emma ain't planning on staying here.
Oh, no, nope, nope, nope. Oh. No, she's moving from Chicago, and she's going to get herself a job. She does housekeeping.
Yeah, is this my lunch? What is it?
Oh, yeah, that's your sandwich. That's peanut butter and hoghead cheese on pumpernickel bread with a slice of onion.
Good.
And a little mayonnaise.
Great. Well, just as long as your Cousin Emma ain't planning on staying here, Grady, because you know Pop wouldn't dig that too tough.
Well, you don't have to worry about that. She wouldn't stay even if I asked her to. She is very independent.
Oh, good.
And proud.
Good.
Go ask me if she ever applied for welfare.
Did she ever apply for welfare?
Once. And even then, she sent her husband.
Proud woman.
Proud.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that's probably Cousin Emma right now.
Proud woman.
Now, you go ahead and you finish your sandwich, and when you get through, come on out and say hello. I mean, she's proud, too. That was, I mean, so... Hey, that was a...
Oh, the same Grady Wilson set the bed.
Yeah.
Who is this?
Oh, that's Lamont Sanford. He's the son of my best friend who left me in charge here while he's away in St. Louis.
Ain't he cute? Grady, you know who he looked like? He looked just like Sidney Poitier.
Oh, where? Under the arms?
No, really. How come some little girl hasn't come along and stolen you away?
Well, I'm not in any particular hurry to get married.
How old are you?
31.
31?
Yes, ma'am.
If you wait much longer, you ain't gonna have no June bride. You're gonna have a Geritol bride.
Geritol bride! Ain't she funny, Lamont?
Hysterical.
You wasn't like that, Grady. You was a devil when you was a young fella.
Yeah, well, that's true. I was sort of a devil.
You know, back in Chicago, they used to call him the Sheik of Drexel Avenue. Every Saturday night, he had some woman chasing him.
What'd he do, snatch a purse?
Well, no, that's true. They used to call me Grady the Lady Killer.
Ooh, you sure got a nice place here. How many bedrooms you got?
Two.
One.
How many?
Well, there's one for me and there's one for him.
Oh, well, that's what I gotta find me, a room.
Oh, no, hey, Emma, don't worry about it. You'll find a room. Now just come on over here and sit down.
Yeah.
Take a load off your feet.
Well, I don't want to waste no time now. I want a job and a place to live. Have you got this morning's paper so I can look up the want ads?
Emma, you just got here. Now, what's your hurry? Now, just take it easy.
Well, Grady, I don't want to be no trouble. And I thought I'd find me a nice motel to stay in for a while.
Oh, no, now, you don't want to stay in no motel. You know, a lot of those motels show those dirty movies, you know?
No.
Not all motels show dirty movies. I mean, some of them are nice.
Maybe I can find me a nice rooming house to live in. You know a nice rooming house? Someplace nice and homey like this nice place.
Whatever, you're not going to find any place your first day in town. I tell you what, now, why don't you stay here a few days until you get settled down?
I know a nice motel in El Segundo.
She's not going to stay in a motel. Now, Emma, you just stay right here.
No, absolutely not. I won't hear of it.
Did you hear that, Grady? Absolutely not. She wouldn't hear of that.
Now, why not?
Because it's not fair, and I don't want to be no trouble. And you only got 2 bedrooms.
Well, I'll tell you what. Now, Lamont can sleep with me, and you take his room.
Grady!
Oh, no, I couldn't do that to Lamont.
Did you hear that? Cousin Emma couldn't do that to Lamont.
Well, sure you can. Do it to him.
Do it to him. Unless you let me do the cooking, the washing, the ironing, the cleaning, and the making of the beds. That way I'd feel like I was paying my way.
No. We could never have that. We'd never have you do all those things.
Well, then I guess I'll go back to the bus station and sleep in the ladies' toilet.
I'll drive you.
Now, wait a minute, Emma. Okay, all right, you can do all those things you said you were going to do. Didn't I tell you that she was proud? But look, I just really wouldn't feel right having a relative of mine staying here and working for nothing.
Well, it ain't for nothing. You're giving me a place to stay.
Oh,
now, what time is breakfast? I'm going to get a good night's sleep, and then I'm going to fix you both a breakfast you ain't ever going to forget. Do you like hot cakes and sausages and blueberry muffins and scrambled eggs?
You gonna fix all that?
I am.
Oh, Lord, Emma, you just gonna spoil us around here.
Don't get too used to it, because I'm gonna find me a job and be out of here tomorrow. Which one is your bedroom, honey?
Oh, it's the first one on the right. Now, give me the suitcase and I'll help you up the stairs.
No, I can do that. You ain't gonna do nothing for me. I'm gonna do it all for you.
Well, okay, Emma, we'll be up there in a few minutes and show you where everything is.
Oh, thank you, Grady. Thank you, Lamont. Oh, the Lord will reward you for this.
I deserve a reward for sleeping. Grady, what's the matter with you? You a guest here yourself. What gives you the right to be giving up my room?
Look, I'm sorry about that, but you can't let us sleep out in the street. And besides, your conscience will keep you awake all night.
Yeah, well, that's better than your snoring keeping me awake.
I snore?
Yes, you snore, and you suck your teeth.
Okay, all right, I promise I won't suck my teeth.
You're doing it right now, Grady Wilson. You're sucking your teeth.
Well, if I suck them now, I won't suck them in my sleep.
Grady. Grady! You're sucking your teeth again.
Now, how could I be sucking my teeth when I was sleeping?
Well, you're sucking them in your sleep. And move over. You're trying to hog up this whole bed.
I'm over as far as I can go. I don't want to be too near those toenails. Where'd you cut them things last anyway? This is like sleeping with Fu Manchu.
I never should have agreed to go along with this in the first place, and that's what I get for being Mr. Nice Guy.
Just think of the nice breakfast we're going to have in the morning. The blueberry muffins, the scrambled eggs, the sausage.
Shh.
What is it?
You hear that?
Sounds like a plane taking off. We are near the airport, aren't we?
That plane ain't taking off, it's landed. And it landed in my room. It's a DC Emma.
Oh, that's because she's in there sleeping on her back. You want to go in there and roll over on her stomach?
No, I don't want to go in there and roll over on her stomach. What do I look like, you, a SEAL trainer?
Okay, all right. But just close your eyes and go to sleep.
How am I supposed to sleep with that roaring going on in there?
Well, just try and forget it. I mean, do like me. Just think about the nice breakfast we're gonna have in the morning. Lamar? Lamar, you awake?
Barely. Oh, I hardly slept a wink all night.
Oh, yeah? I slept like a baby.
A baby octopus.
Huh?
You were all over that bed, Grady. How many elbows do you have anyway? Listen, man, today your cousin Emma goes.
Well, now, don't be so hasty.
Today,
man.
Grady, today.
She's probably in the kitchen right now. That'll all be worth it when we go in there and see the breakfast that Cousin Emma has prepared for us. Oh, I can smell it out here now. It smells so good. Come on. Get in there. She's not here.
You know what you smell? You forgot to take the garbage out last night.
Wow, I wonder where Cousin Emma is.
I got a pretty good idea.
Oh, she's probably out shopping for our breakfast right now. That's where she is. Come on, let's go to the door and help her out with it. Yeah, she probably didn't see what she needed around the house, so she just went on down to the store.
Morning, Grady. Morning, Lamar.
Good morning, Cousin Emma. You feel all right?
No, I don't, now that you ask. I didn't sleep a wink last night.
You didn't, huh?
Not a wink.
Well, it must be a giant cockroach up in your room snoring off your mind.
Well, I guess I'll go fix breakfast like I promised. Cousin
Emma, you sure you feel up to it now?
Of course I feel up to it. You just wait right out here. I'll have it ready in a jiffy.
I'm going down to dine and get some breakfast. I don't want to be around here to see this.
Now, wait a minute. Come on, now. Just give her a chance. This is her first time in a strange house.
Grady, she ain't in no condition to do nothing, man. She'll probably fall in the sink.
Oh, no, she'll be all right. Just give her a little...
She fell in the sink.
Cousin Emma! Cousin Emma, you all right? Oh, Cousin Emma.
Oh, Grady, I'm so sorry, but it just slipped right on through my hand. Oh. You see, I get these dizzy spells.
I know. Now, just come on over here and sit down. Just take it easy now.
Well, I'll just sit here till I get over my dizzy spell. And then I'm going to fix you both a nice breakfast.
Well, now, Emma, maybe you really don't feel up to it. So why don't you just let me fix breakfast, all right?
Oh, no. That wouldn't be fair. And I don't want to be no trouble. And I said I'd do it. But if you insist on fixing the breakfast, then right on.
Now, Emma, now, Lamont and I can handle it. Lamont will help me, won't you, Lamont?
I'm going down here.
Thanks for helping me, Lamont. Yeah, we'll take care.
Well, I'll let you do that, but then you both clear out the kitchen so I can do the dishes and the cleaning and fix you a nice big supper.
Yeah, well, Emma, you see, I'm in charge here, so I don't ever leave anyway.
Well, you just be in my way, so you just clear out after you finish the breakfast.
But, Emma, you...
No buts, just out.
Well, where you going now, Emma?
Going back to my bedroom until breakfast is ready. I want to be good and rested for my day's work. Call me when it's ready.
You want to know what I think? I think your cousin Emma is a gold brick.
Oh, no, don't say that. She just got to get used to the place, that's all.
She's not going to be here that long. The only good thing about this whole mess is that you get a chance to go out on the truck with me.
Oh, now I can't lift no heavy stuff now. So don't expect too much.
Mm-hmm. You and your cousin Emma, y'all can't lift nothing, but you sure know how to throw it around.
Yeah, I feel sorry for her. That's what happens when they go through the change.
You mean the change of life?
No, changing from Chicago to Los Angeles.
Wilson, if your cousin Emma don't have no supper ready, I'm personally gonna go in there.
I could smell our supper out here. Do you smell those pinto beans?
Yes, but they're coming from Julio's house. I'm telling you, if she don't have no supper ready, I'm not gonna put up with this. I don't need it because I... Uh-huh. She's not in the kitchen. You know what I think? I think she's upstairs in bed. I bet you she spent the whole day in bed.
Oh, no, now Emma wouldn't do anything like that. Emma! Emma!
Yeah? All right, yeah.
Well, is your cousin Emma a gold brick or is she a gold brick? I knew it. I knew it the first day she walked through that door that she was going to be trouble.
I wonder if she's really sick.
Come on, Grady, you're not buying all of this. Man, you don't believe she's stringing us along?
Well, you know, older women like that have things wrong with them. Maybe she's got a gallbladder.
She's got them both, gall and bladder. But mostly she's got gall. I want her out of this house today, Grady Wilson. You got that today.
Hi, Grady. Hi, Lamont. I'm so sorry. I would have had supper ready. But I began feeling bad.
Was it another dizzy spell?
No. I was putting on my dress and my hip went out. And now I'm walking crooked. Oh, but I'll be fine in the morning. I'm going to fix you a nice big breakfast. You like pancakes and strawberry syrup?
Emma, look, you don't have to worry about us. As a matter of fact, why don't you just sit down over here and take it easy and we'll get supper ready.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm sure, Emma.
Well, I'd do it, but I'm still a little dizzy and the room is spinning around.
But I'm not in Lamont. Just take it easy, Emma. Lamont.
But
I'm
in the kitchen.
Get in the kitchen.
Grady, you're not rude.
Don't worry about it. Thing. Now, it's dust. Now, I didn't see it at first, but now I see it. I see it all now.
Well, I sure wish you'd show it to me.
Well, now you see, she's a relative, so I gotta be a little subtle. I have to sort of ease into it.
Well, why don't you ease on out into the living room and tell Emma to ease the hell out of here?
Well, no, that's not subtle enough. I got another idea.
I'm sorry I can't help you. Oh, but you just wait and see the big breakfast I'm gonna fix you in the morning.
Well, your hip seems to be okay now, Cousin Emma.
Well, I can sit straight, but I walk crooked.
Cousin Emma, Lamont and I were in the kitchen there trying to figure out what we were gonna have for supper. Now, how would you like fried chicken wings and rice-a-roni?
Oh, that sounds fine.
Or maybe you'd like to go Italian. Veal Parmesan and SpaghettiOs.
That sounds good.
And let's see, what else?
Hey, Grady, what's the matter with you?
I don't know, Lamont, but I think I got it. I think it was being out on the truck again.
Oh, no, not again. That's twice this month.
Lamont, I'm sure I got it.
What you got?
It's a junk man's itch on a Hong Kong eyes.
Yeah. And if you got it, that means I got it too.
What is the Hong Kong eyes?
Well, you get Emma from working around a junkyard, and it's very contagious.
Very contagious.
But you don't have to worry. As long as you don't touch anything that we touch. You see these hives breaking out on my arm here. Oh, I touched you.
What do I do now?
Well, you gotta do what we do. You gotta take a hot vinegar bath and scrub yourself all over with blow pads. I'm going upstairs and start mine now.
Yeah, hey, Lamont, when you're through, run a top for me.
Emma, you can take one after I get through. Yours haven't started to spread yet. Hey, and that was pretty good, Grady. You think she went for it? I don't know, but we'll know in a few minutes. I think I hear in your room now.
Well, I hope she's going in there to pack.
Yeah, I don't know what she's doing, but she's singing.
Shh, I hear her now. I hear her. Now she sounds like she's running downstairs.
Did you hear the front door open and close?
No, it sounds like she's going in the kitchen.
Oh, Lamont. You know what? Now, if she's a true Wilson, she might just be coming through in a pinch.
What?
You know, some people are like that. They can't get going unless there's a crisis. You know, like Nixon. You see what he's doing now?
Let's get downstairs and see if she's in the kitchen.
Okay.
I got to hand it to you. We did it.
Yeah. Well, you know, I come up with a goodie every now and then. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, now we can have our supper.
Good idea.
How about some fried chicken wings and rice-a-roni?
Rice-a-roni, fried chicken wings.
Hey, the fried chicken wings and rice-a-roni is gone. I think she took the chicken wings and rice-a-roni.
She did what?
Yeah.
Well, what the heck, Grady? Look, man, it was worth it. At least we got rid of it, didn't we?
Yeah, that's right.
What's the matter with you, Grady?
I don't know, but I'm beginning to itch.
Well, stop, because you're making me itch.
You think maybe we really got it?
Got what?
The junk man's itch.
Grady, we made that up, man. It don't exist.
Well, where are you going?
Upstairs and take a bath. Hey, man!
I'll get it. Oh, is it, Lamont? You expecting somebody?
As a matter of fact, I am. Why don't you go on back there in the kitchen and finish washing dishes? That is what you was doing, wasn't it?
Yeah, but who's at the door, Lamont?
Oh, hi, sugar. You're right on time.
Hello.
Who's that, Lamont?
Oh, I'm sorry, Grady. This is my cousin. Cousin Lorraine. And Cousin Lorraine's gonna be staying with us for a little while, right, Cousin Lorraine?
Anything you say, baby.
You know, if you can have a cousin stay with you, then so can I.
Well, can I talk to you for a minute?
Oh, sure. Excuse me, Cousin Lorraine.
You know, I thought we had learned our lesson from that. You know, that experience we had with Cousin Emma, and she couldn't do anything. Now, maybe it'll happen again.
Oh, no chance, Grady. No. Oh,
well, why not?
Show him what you do best, Cousin Lorraine. Oh, well, why don't you go on back in the kitchen, Grady?
Oh, wait a minute now. That ain't no cousin. You can't fool me. I know a cousin when I see one, and that ain't no cousin. If that's the way it's gonna be, I want a cousin, too.
Sanford and Son is recorded on tape before a live studio audience.